It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gail Warner in the newsroom, and we are expecting a 50% chance of thunderstorms after 10 a.m. this morning with a high near 88. We'll have a full look at your forecast at the close of our look at news. The Effingham Mayor's Office has noted that a dedication ceremony for two local fallen soldiers will take place at the Workman Sports Complex here in Effingham on Tuesday, August the 11th, beginning at 2 p.m. Dignitaries, family, and friends will gather, and the public is encouraged to attend to honor the service of fallen military while bringing the community together in remembrance of our local fallen U.S. Army soldiers. The Illinois Senate Joint Resolutions has approved the memorial signs. They are designating the 4th Street Interstates 57 and 70 overpass here in Effingham as the Chief Warrant Officer 2 Christopher Donaldson Memorial Overpass. They are also designating the Fayette Avenue Interstates 5770 overpass here in Effingham as the Sergeant Timothy Sane Memorial Overpass. The resolutions requested that the Illinois Department of Transportation erect at suitable locations consistent with state and federal regulations appropriate plaques or signs giving notice of the names of the fallen soldiers. Those who purchased pinwheels for the Garden of Hope ceremony at the Relay for Life recently, if you would like to have those pinwheels back, you can pick them up tonight at the silent auction at Christ Church on Veterans Drive, and that takes place this evening from 5 to 8 p.m., and you can pick those pinwheels up there. A bill to make solar power more accessible to renters and others who face barriers to the alternative energy source stalled in the Illinois Senate, but it's likely to return in the fall veto session because lawmakers like the idea of helping residents with their electric bills. Plug-in solar, also known as balcony solar, allows people to install small solar panel systems that can be plugged into normal wall outlets for personal use. Instead of a rooftop, the panels could be set up on a balcony, in a yard, or on a porch or patio. I think lawmakers really see this as an opportunity to give folks a way to have more control over their power bills. Rooftop solar has been increasingly adopted in Illinois, with more than 130,000 households choosing to install panels as of 2025. Plug-in solar is a great opportunity to expand access to this technology. The rooftop solar industry in Illinois has been successful and has actively helped people lower their energy bills. The group that is left out of that, of course, are renters and folks that don't have access to their roofs. The biggest roadblock to passing the bill in Illinois were concerns about safety, and further negotiations will revolve around specific language regarding that issue. The Community College Trustee Election Board will be held on April the 6th of 2027 as part of the 2027 Consolidated Election event. 2 6-year terms will appear on the Lakeland College ballot. The 2 6-year terms are currently held by Mr. Gary Cadwell of Mode and Mr. Tom Wright of Diedrich. People who wish to file for a seat on the Board of Trustees of Lakeland College, Community College District Number 517, may request an election packet from the President's office by calling 217-234-5222. They can also submit an email to officeofthepresident@lakelandcollege.edu or just simply visit the President's office from 8 to 5 on Monday through Friday when the college is open. The office is in the Board and Admission Center at the college campus in Mattoon. To run in the election for trustee, interested people must hold a U.S. citizenship, be 18 years of age or older, and be a resident of the Community College District Number 517 for 1 year immediately preceding the election. Candidates may begin circulating petitions no earlier than Tuesday, August 25th. Nominating petitions require at least 50 signatures of voters registered within the Community College District Number 517. The filing period will be November 16th through the 23rd. Candidates are required to submit petitions, a statement of candidacy, and a receipt indicating he or she has filed a statement of economic interest with the Coles County Clerk's Office. A candidate's guide is available from the State Board of Elections to 2329 South MacArthur Boulevard in Springfield, Illinois. You can call them at 217-782-4141, or you can download from their website at elections.il.gov. We'll return with a look at area obituary information and our local forecast in 2 minutes.
If you love a bargain, Brooms Furniture is the place for you. It's summer clearance time, and that means big sales throughout W.S. Brooms' huge showroom. Looking for sales on mattresses, recliners, bedroom furniture, dining sets, sofas, or sectionals? Brooms closeouts, one-time buys, and factory specials have been marked down to the lowest prices of the year. Hurry to Brooms' summer clearance sale and save. W.S. Broom Furniture, a family tradition for 141 years in downtown Effingham.
Red or green? The question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you are on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $800 on select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One Rewards membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 217-342-2103 or visit us on our website at effinghamcountyfarmbureau.org.
Batter up! It's time again to play ball at LLCU. Stop in any Land of Lincoln Credit Union branch, draw a random scratch-off card to receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2% off current rates. Get pre-approved before you shop or refinance and save. Promotion ends August 1st or once all discount cards are gone, so hurry in. Visit LLCU.org for current rates and promotion details. Let's play ball at LLCU. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Buying cars can be fun. We have a lot of vehicles to choose from. Take your time, test drive what you want. We can appraise your trade quickly. Both price and trade values will be fair. You will enjoy this experience with our friendly sales staff. You will not feel like you've baled hay and be wore out from haggling. If ours is not for you, we will thank you for giving us a chance. Come experience buying a vehicle at Northside Ford, and thank you to all that already have.
In area obituary information, Deborah McClure, 69, of Effingham, passed away on Monday, July 13th. Private family services will be held at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham, with burial in St. John's Lutheran Cemetery in Effingham. Jerry Carr, 78, of Effingham, formerly of Windsor, passed away on January 27th. A memorial service will be held at 10:30 a.m. this Saturday at Levin's Lockhart Funeral Home. A memorial gathering will be from 10 a.m. until time of service. Brent Charles Wilson, 54, of Newton, passed away on Friday, July 10th. Services to honor and celebrate Brent's life will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Free Methodist Church. Visitation for family and friends will be held from 4 to 7 today in the church and from 9 a.m. until time of service tomorrow in the church. Burial will be held in the Mount Calvary Cemetery in Newton. Crane Funeral Home in Newton is assisting the family of Brent Wilson. Gary Joe Shoulders, 82, of Greenup, passed away July the 8th. A celebration of life service will be tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Greenup Municipal Building. Military rites will be accorded at 2 o'clock by the Cumberland County Veterans. Stacy Wharton, 55, of Mason, died on Monday, July 13th. A memorial service will be held from 2 to 5 p.m. tomorrow at Gieskine Funeral Home in Altamont. Rebecca Jane, or Becky Price, age 82, of Newton, passed away on Thursday, July 16th. A service celebrating Becky's life will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, July the 20th, at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Burial will be held in the Mound Cemetery northeast of Willow Hill. Visitation for family and friends of Becky Price will be held from 9:30 a.m. until service time tomorrow. Jerry Dale Newland, 74, of Guyla, passed away on Friday, June 19th. A service celebrating Jerry's life will be held at 4 p.m. Tuesday, July 21st, at the West End Reception and Event Center in Newton. A visitation and reception will follow. Arrangements are under the care of Meyer Funeral Home in Newton for Jerry Dale Newland. Lawrence Edgar, or Larry DeMaskell, 68, of Shelbyville, passed away Tuesday, July 14th. Graveside services will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Glenwood Cemetery, and that's at the William Blyman Addition there in Shelbyville. Family and friends are invited to meet at Hauinjoki Funeral Home in Shelbyville tomorrow from 10 to 11 a.m. for the services for Larry DeMaskell. Judy Evans, 83, of Tutopolis, passed away on July 14th. Per Judy's wishes, no services will be held. Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting the family. And Judy Jean Hauser, 72, of Rose Hill, passed away on Wednesday, June 24th. A celebration of life for Judy Jean Hauser will be held at 12 noon this Sunday, July 19th, at Peterson Park in Newton. Arrangements are under the care of Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. A check of your forecast. We expect a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m. this morning, and otherwise partly sunny with a high near 88, down to a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, and partly cloudy skies, a low of 72, a continued chance of rain on Saturday at 30%, a high of 91, and then up to a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night with cloudy skies and a low of 70. Then we look ahead Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Looks like clear skies, sunshine, a high near 90 each day, and a low around 66 degrees. Yesterday's high, we did get up to 90 degrees. This morning's low, 72. And as I check now, we are currently at 75 degrees in downtown Effingham. That's news for this hour. I'm Gail Warner reporting.